Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the vibrant children's book by Kenneth Furstinger, The Adventures of Pinch and Nardo, he shares with readers a special story about an unlikely friendship between two very different creatures and the adventures they experience together. Called a must-read for children, Kenneth was born in 1964 in San Diego. He's been interested in drawing as a child. The 9/11 tragedy struck and left him with more losses that hugely impacted him. But the only way to survive is to keep moving forward. The Adventures of Pinch and Nardo is a fruit of his love for drawing and telling stories. With us on the program, Kenneth Furstinger, author of The Adventures of Pinch and Nardo. Kenneth, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure. What a delightful book that you put together here, this great story between Pinch and Nardo. Let's talk about the inspiration. Where did this idea come from?
Well, the idea, it's been in my brain for a while, but I was just thinking about all the negative stuff that's happening in the world, and I wanted to write a book with some positives. You know, just to get away from these negatives that everybody's, you know, experiencing, especially now.
Well, and it is nice to be able to escape that and go to a world that we all would like to live in that you've created for us. The book is The Adventures of Pinch and Nardo. The website that Kenneth had is theadventuresofpinchandnardo.com. You'll find it the usual places, writersrepublic.com and the bookshop, a book available there. And you go to our website, you'll be able to track it down as well. Let's talk about other books that you've written. Talk about those. How many books have you written over this writing career of yours?
Well, this is the first actual book that I've had published. I do have a part two to the book that's going to be published here in the next couple of months. So it's kind of a continuation. I've been working on that. I've been working on the drawings and everything. So, and that should be available in the next couple of months.
Well, that's another part of this, besides the story that we're going to talk about. Talk about the illustrations, because sometimes people hire illustrators and they're not quite on the same page. You're the illustrator. You know exactly what points, what emphasis you're trying to get across. What's that like being able to illustrate as well? That's a multi-talented, being able to write and to illustrate.
Well, I've always had fun drawing, you know, growing up. But my problem was I needed something to copy, like Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck or something like that. I could copy them almost to the T, but I never had my own characters. And so that's what's different about the drawings now that I do. It's all out of my head. They're all brand new. You know, it's all original.
And that's what makes this book so special, The Adventures of Pinch and Nardo, the book website, theadventuresofpinchandnardo.com. Find the book at the usual places. I mentioned this unlikely friendship between these two very different characters. Give us, without giving a whole lot away, give a little bit about what the book is about and maybe some of the themes that people, the young people and their parents will, it'll be a conversation starter for them.
Okay, well, the book basically starts with Pinch the Inchworm. He's traveling. He set out because his parents passed away, and they told him right before they passed away, they said, look, son, you need to go out in the never-ending forest and find your special purpose in life. And he was a little bit confused at first, but then he said, okay. Then after his parents passed, he decided to go out and look for a special purpose. And that's when he bumped into Nardo, the bullfrog. And not with giving away too much of the book, they kind of got together then and were helping each other out, you know, right off the bat with a couple of little snags that they each had.
How did you come up with an inchworm and a bullfrog? Interesting combination.
Well, I wanted to find a couple of characters that you wouldn't really expect to see anywhere else.
Yes.
And I wanted them to be different in every way. So that's what one of the special meanings is, you know, how you can be different. It doesn't matter. You can still be friends. You don't have to, you know, shy away from somebody who's different just because maybe they wear glasses or, you know, or, or, or wear their hair different or something. And then those two creatures are completely different, but they end up being best friends. So, and they're going through the adventures in the book.
The Adventures of Pinch and Nardo. Pinch is P-I-N-C-H, Nardo, N-A-R-D-O. And the writer is Kenneth Furstinger. That's F-U-E-R-S-T-I-N-G-E-R. I'll spell that again if you're going to Google. The book's available at the usual places. His website, The Adventures of Pinch and Nardo.com, writersrepublic.com at the bookshop. And we'll have it on a website so you can go in and directly link on to get information on Kenneth's book and where you can go about really buying the book, getting information on it. Once you come up with a story idea, talk about the process, the thinking that went into actually writing the book and then publishing it. What was that like for you?
Oh, it was very difficult at first. This book's been in the works for about 3 years now, and I never really thought I would be able to get it published because it's so expensive. But I was lucky to find, you know, Writers Republic, because they would take payments, and that way I said, well, you know what, maybe I got a chance to get this thing published. And so originally I didn't think I would be able to get it published, but going through the process with Writers Republic, they've been really great. I was able to get it published, so I was really happy about that.
So this really has been a labor of love for you, hasn't it? This dream that you had writing it, you're thinking this may never come to fruition. And it is. You've got a copy of the book. A lot of people have copies of the book. It has to be an exciting time that finally this book is out there and touching lives.
Yes, I'm super glad about that because, you know, there's absolutely nothing negative in the book. It's all about positive. It's all about everybody has a special meaning in life. We just need to go out there and search for it. And anybody can be friends with anyone if you just give them a chance.
Yeah, talk about that special message. If parents are listening to this and thinking, I'd love to add this book to the library for the child to read it to me. I can read it to them depending on the age. Give me some background of the special meaning, the different themes that you bring about in this book, because you touch on several.
Yeah, I think the main special meaning is it's all about friendship. And, you know, and like I said before, you can be friends with anyone if you just give them a chance. I mean, sure, they're not going to be your friend, but you'll never know unless you actually do it, actually, you know, break that voice barrier.
Yes.
And actually talk to people and, you know, and just be yourself. And that's basically what the book's about, except going beyond that, they're trying to find, Pinch is going out trying to find his special meaning in life, and he bumps into Nardo, and they become friends. And so Nardo asks, well, do I have a special meaning? And Pinch says, well, I think we all do. And so they get together, and they go through these adventures looking for their special meaning. And I think we as people should do the same thing, because everybody, I believe, has a special meaning.
How long did it take for you to actually write the book? We talked about the process of you know, trying to get it published and trying to figure out if you could pull that off. But the actual writing of the book, where you took the story, developed it, illustrated it, and got the writing down where, okay, I'm getting the point across where a young audience can understand this. How long was that process?
Well, on and off, it's taken me about 3 years to actually come up with a story, and then I didn't know how to actually put the story together with the illustrations, and that's where Writers Republic came in and said that they could do that. And I put everything out. Originally, I put everything on just paper and colored pencils, and so that's basically all I had. I wasn't using a computer at all, except to just to type out the dialogue and then get a copy of it. But, yeah, it's been a process, but thanks to Writers Republic, I've been able to do it.
Talk about what it was like when you saw the finished book, when you held a copy of The Adventures of Pinch and Nardo for the first time, and all that that went into this, the ups and the downs as you were trying to see if you were going to be able to write it, if you were going to be able to publish. What was that like when you finally held a copy?
It was great. When I got the copy in the mail and for the first time, and I had some friends over, and they all gave me a round of applause, and it just really felt really good.
Well, you're touching so many lives. The reviews are excellent. This is a book that needs to be added to any young person's library. The book is The Adventures of Pinch and Nardo by Kenneth Furstinger. That's Furstinger. His own website is theadventuresofpinchandnardo.com. You'll find it at writersrepublic.com in their bookstore. You mentioned that the themes, it's an entertaining story. Entertaining, but it's, I hate to use the word educational. I want to turn anybody off because it's not a textbook, but there's educational value in this as well, isn't there?
Yes, that was another thing that I really wanted to get across to people. The main thing about the book, what I like about it, is it can go from, like, you can read it to somebody who's so 2 years old, and it goes all the way to like 12 or 13 years old. They can read it themselves, which is really nice. At the end of the book, a person that was 12 years old read the book. She loved it, and she loved it so much she wanted to put her own information. So the last two pages of the book is all based on this 12-year-old girl. So the thing is, the book will affect anyone from like 2 to 12, I think. So it has a broad range of people that it goes after. And that's what I really wanted to do, because I wanted to get the message out that, you know, this book's all about friendship. It's all about having a special meaning in life. And no matter what happens in your life, if you just keep stay positive, there's just too many negatives out there. You just try to stay positive and go forward, just little steps. You don't have to do everything at one time. But it just kind of gives an overview of a positive world. Yes. That we don't live in that super positive world, but I'm trying to change it in any way I can just through the book.
You know, you'll touch adults in doing that, because the children will be reading, asking questions. The adult will be reading to the child, and they'll have a discussion going. So this is going to reach more than just children. A very simple message, a very basic message, a very fundamental message that comes across in The Adventures of Pinch and Nardo. You'll love the main character. It's got a great story, great messages, as we've talked about. Not going to say a whole lot about the ending, but a great ending as well. Talk about putting that together. So you keep this element of surprise throughout the book. Don't give it away, but took a little writing talent to be able to wrap the book up like you did.
Well, originally I wanted it to be a part three series, but I didn't want it to be too boring with too many adventures going on. So it's just like, but I left kind of a cliffhanger in the first book. You know, Pinch is starting to find his special purpose. Nardo is starting to find his special purpose, but they still have work to be done, and so they still are going out on their adventures in the never-ending forest, looking for that special meaning.
Well, it's a great combination, Pinch and Nardo, and the adventures could be limitless. The book is by Kenneth Furstinger. The book available at his website, theadventuresofpinchandnardo.com, writersrepublic.com, and the bookshop as well. You mentioned other books in a series you'd like to write. What else are you working on?
Well, I'm working on a book completely different from this one. This one is all about bullying, and I know that in a lot of the schools we have a major issue with bullying, and I wanted to write a story about a couple of kids that were different color, and they were thrown into an all-white school, and all the trials and tribulations that they had to go through just being bullied just because they were different.
Now, that will be a very powerful book as well. In terms of your writing, where did this all begin? Did you read a lot as a child? Is that where this whole fascination with the storytelling, writing, illustrating began?
Well, I've always been an illustrator. I never really was a writer. Growing up, like I said, I did a lot of illustrations. I just loved to draw, and it wasn't too, like, maybe 3 or 4 years ago when I said, well, you know what, I want to put some words to these drawings, and I never, you know, thought that I was, you know, capable of doing it in the right way. But I just kind of took my illustrations, and it took me a while to come up with Pinch and Nardo, because I wanted them to be completely original. No copies of anything or anybody, just 100% out of my head, and I was able to do that. And once I got those those images, I wanted to make sure that I could draw them in different positions, different areas, but you would still know the character as it is. So that's been a real inspiration, because I never had an original character until just like 3 years ago, and then I was saying, well, you know what? Maybe if I put some words to this and make it positive, maybe I can get this thing published.
Well, you did, and it really is impacting young people and adults with the adventures of Pinch and Nardo. I mentioned in the beginning the impact that 9/11 had on you. What kind of impact did that have? And boy, that's something that it's difficult to maybe ever get over. What was the big impact for you?
Oh, it basically ruined my life. I had a great job. I was making good money, and I was going through some tough times with my parents. They died right around that time, and then when September 11th happened, see, I worked at a resort hotel, and all their business was basically in October, because they had beautiful weather in San Diego, and everybody would do their conventions and their meetings and everything. All the corporate people would come out to San Diego and do their stuff. Well, when September 11th happened, there was no October. Everybody stopped. And then right after that, I lost my mom. Then 7 months later, I lost my dad. It was a really, really tough time for me.
Well, you've come out of that. And boy, that's a tough time as you think back. And the type of business that you were in, I mean, they were pulling airplanes out of the sky. I mean, nothing moved for an extended period of time. It was just a tragedy, one that impacted your life and really shaped who you've become, and probably gives you more sensibility as you're writing and illustrating. You've done such a wonderful job with The Adventures of Pinch and Nardo. But when do you think another book may be available?
Well, I'm looking at part two. Should be available within the next couple of months.
Oh, fantastic.
And then I'm working on the bullying book. That's probably about 6 months away.
So it's going to be a good year for you. 2021 is starting off a published book and a couple more on the way, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about those. The book is The Adventures of Pinch and Nardo, N-A-R-D-O. The author is Kenneth Furstinger, F-U-E-R-S-T-I-N-G-E-R. The book at his website, theadventuresofpinchandnardo.com, also writersrepublic.com in the bookshop, other places as well. And we'll have all of those links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Kenneth, a pleasure having you on the program. Look forward to doing it again to talk about more in the series and the bullying book as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Oh, thank you very much for having me once again. Thank you.
It has been our pleasure. The book, The Adventures of Pinch and Nardo, available at writersrepublic.com, his website, theadventuresofpinchandnardo.com, and of course, follow it online, our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.